True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Monday edition of Sue's News is coming up here, of course, in the next hour. Last week, we touched on this on the roundtable on Friday. Obviously, a lot of news around Charlie Kirk, but the special session wrapped up in Jeff City with Missouri lawmakers passing a new congressional legislative map. Here is Governor Kehoe.
Governor Kehoe, in a social media post, says he thinks it represents Missouri values.
The Missouri First map. That is a map that really reflects the values that I hear from Missourians at all times. And for those of you who disagree, I respect that. Decisions are hard. Leadership is hard. It's not easy doing the job that your House and Senate members do. But we try to do the best we can to reflect Missourians' values.
So that is Maria Kina from KMOX on the front end of that. Nick Shore played an important role in doing all this last week that occurred, and we're going to explain it and try to simplify it for you this afternoon. Senator Nick Shore, how are you? Good afternoon.
I am wonderful. Good to see you again. It's just been about a week.
Yeah, and this got done very quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the Democrats got to complain for a little while, but then the vote took place, boom, to the governor's desk. Now, explain, there were two issues here. Obviously, there were the redistricting maps, and then there was something related to initiative petition process, which has to go to the ballot. So let's start with redistricting. Can you, in a simple fashion, explain sort of what happened? Because this more, I think, directly affects people that are certainly far to the west of here and to the northwest of our listening area, correct?
Yeah, it does, but it also impacts areas like the 3rd Congressional District, the 2nd Congressional District. And the reason I say that is back in 2022, I offered the very first map that would keep St. Charles County whole in one district rather than splitting it. But in order to appease the Democrats, the leadership at the time bent the knee and said, hey, we'll carve out this special district on the Kansas City side to make it to where Emmanuel Cleaver can win hands down, no problems. But we're going to have to chop up Boone County. We're going to have to chop up Warren County, St. Charles County, and a couple others. So what this map does is puts all of them back together, and they're all combined within, you know, certain congressional districts rather than being split up in two or three different congressional districts. And in order to do that, you have to kind of make it more compact, more contiguous, and it creates a bigger and more competitive seat for the 5th, which stretches into the Kansas City area.
So then the conventional wisdom would be that the only Democrat seat in Missouri would be from right here, the seat that was formerly held by Cori Bush, now by Wesley Bell. Doesn't automatically discount that Congressman Cleaver
right.
could win re-election in that district, right? He is the incumbent, but the math perhaps would favor a more competitive race.
Yeah, I think a lot of these seats are going to be more competitive, and I think the way you look at the statewide seats, it's, you know, no shock that it's more likely going to be a Republican taking over Emmanuel Cleaver's seat, because all the statewide seats in the state of Missouri, the governor all the way down, are Republicans. And these aren't, you know, cut up special gerrymandered districts like the left likes to say. It's that the left has gone so far to the left that a lot of the people in the middle are coming over to the Republican Party. So, yeah, it is very competitive. Due to the Voting Rights Act, we have to have a special seat in the first congressional district where Wesley Bell has it. Could a Republican win that? Probably not, because it has to be a minority majority seat, meaning the minorities have to make up a majority of that seat. Now, there is a case that is likely heading to the Supreme Court, so keep your eyes. Don't have the citation on me right now, but we could be doing this all again if the Supreme Court says no. we're striking this provision, and the states can redistrict as they please, as long as it's compact, contiguous, and meets all the other thresholds as well.
So, yeah, that was maybe one of my next questions. The lawyers aren't done here, right? There's some lawsuits coming.
Oh, absolutely. Anything of consequence that we do in the state of Missouri, and I would say in any state where the Republicans have the majority, there are teams of attorneys that are going to strike. Now, some of the big things that the Democrats are saying is that we don't have the constitutional authority to redraw these maps outside of that one census year. Well, when we had the maps in 2022, that was 2 years after we had the census numbers coming into us, and the way that our Constitution is written, it says you guys absolutely have to do it within a certain time period after you get the census numbers, but then it's wholly silent as to whether we can do it immediately thereafter, 1, 2, 15 times. And I think the courts are going to clarify, the clearest forms of statutory construction are going to dictate that we absolutely, as legislators, have the right to do it.
All right, so let's kind of get to one more question on this, and maybe both issues were at hand, but this got overshadowed a bit because Charlie Kirk was assassinated on Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's my understanding, we talked about this a little bit on the roundtable, I guess you guys were like flooded with protesters. People were saying that they'd never seen so many protesters at the Capitol, and that was all over the redistricting? Or was it on initiative petition also?
Well, I think it was both of them. I actually saw more protesters when the right to work issue came up back in 2017. But, you know, there were rumors flooding around that there were buses that were paying people from Kansas City and St. Louis to come up. They paid them. They paid for their bus fare and they paid for their meals. And, you know, I had a couple little birdies telling me that, hey, at a certain time, the buses are leaving. So these people are going to clear out. And sure enough, they did.
It's shocking there. All right. Simplify. Again, I've said this is my least favorite topic, but simplify the IP reform and what's going to the voters. Because on that particular issue, that has to be voted on statewide.
Correct. Yeah. So currently, before this thing goes into effect, it's very easy for a billionaire, a millionaire, or any interested party outside of the state of Missouri to pay people to walk around by the YMCAs, your grocery store, the library, and get signatures. They don't necessarily have to show you everything that's going into the Constitution. And that's where we get Amendment 3 in Clean Missouri, where they say these lies on TV. And I've said this time and time again on your show, I don't need to dive into it, but it's very easy to get something into the Constitution if you have a little bit of change and have 50% plus one voter that comes out. So if 11 people show up, you got six people that vote for it, it's getting in the Constitution. This would change it to say, okay, you need 50% plus one.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
but also
the turnout, not the registered voters,
right,
in all of the congressional districts. And there are a number of things that got into our Constitution over the last two decades with that threshold. And I think a stronger threshold is what people want. You know, if you want to change our statutes, that's fine. We've seen with marijuana, which you and I both supported, it's very hard to make any changes as it's in our Constitution. If you want to make a change, you got to put it back on the ballot and go through the whole rigmarole again. And this would handcuff the ability of out-of-state interests, even guys in Switzerland who have been paying up to $4 million in the 1630 fund that changed our Constitution with Amendment 3. It would prevent out-of-state money from influencing these ballot initiatives. And it would also require that the entirety of what's going to go into our Constitution be made available to people when they're signing this thing.
So you could have an issue, just for example's sake, that passes 50% plus one, but if it fails in the 5th congressional district, then it does not pass and become ingrained into the Constitution. Is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Okay.
I think, what the Democrats keep talking about, democracy and the more voices. Look, we shouldn't have just St. Louis and Kansas City riding through and making sure that all the Democrats come out and inject, whether it's marijuana, bingo, Medicaid expansion, Obamacare expansion into our Constitution. These are things in the Constitution that are going to impact rural, urban, suburban. So I think you have to have more buy-in from the voters in every single congressional district.
Senator Nick Schwer, awesome to have you on. Great to see you at the Missouri Right to Life event a week ago. I can't believe that was already a week ago. Lots happened since then, obviously. But I appreciate it, Nick. Thanks.
Absolutely.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.